AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's when the president begins a news conference at which he will give us more detail about that controversial nuclear agreement with Iran. Meanwhile, Vice President Biden will be on Capitol Hill trying to consolidate support among lawmakers. Many are uncomfortable with this deal. Republican Senator Bob Corker runs down his list of questions.
The issue of anytime, anywhere inspections and how that's dealt with. The issue of ballistic missiles and how that's dealt with. The issue of research and development and how that is dealt with. And the entire issue of sanctions relief.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Congress now has 60 days to review this deal.
The accord and its annexes will be formally sent to Congress next week. Hearings are expected later this summer. But a vote on blocking sanctions relief for Iran likely won't come till after the August recess. And as of now, it does not look like deal opponents have enough votes to override President Obama's veto.
Midnight tonight, that's when Greek lawmakers vote on that austerity bill. Many Greeks are angry about the tough belt tightening, but their economy will collapse without a new bailout loan from Europe, which is insisting on reform. Video of infamous Mexican drug lord El Chapo shows him disappearing behind a shower wall in his prison cell near Mexico City, then escaping into a tunnel. He hasn't been found yet after that weekend escape. 5 people injured last night in an explosion at an aerospace plant in Washington State. We don't know yet what caused the explosion at the Zodiac Aerospace Plant in Newport near the Idaho border. 6 people still missing in Kentucky following flooding that killed at least 2 people. This is AP Radio News. The NASA spacecraft that zoomed up close to Pluto, taking photos and gathering information, has sent back word of its successful mission. Here's our Diane Kepley.
We're in lock with telemetry with the spacecraft.
13 hours after the New Horizons probe actually flew by Pluto, Alice Bowman and the rest of the team could finally breathe. The unprecedented encounter was the last stop on NASA's grand tour of the planets over the past half century. Alan Stern is the principal investigator.
New Horizons has succeeded at completing the capstone event to the historic first era of planetary reconnaissance.
The next milestone will be the first photos taken as that probe flew within 7,700 miles of Pluto at 31,000 miles an hour. I'm Diane Kepley.
The American League over the National League in the All-Star game last night in Cincinnati, 6-3. The Angels' Mike Trout was MVP. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.